It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 927.
It's Weekend Banter. What is happening? What's going on, Gronks? We got Georgie Boy here, Mr. 97. How are we?
How are we?
Sorry, a little bit late. I don't know if anyone else has done this, but I would call it a rage call. And it's when your partner asks you to do something a bunch of times, you haven't done it, and then they say, hey, I'm just going to give them a call now. And then you're like, I was going to do it. And then you call. But then you're no longer a hero because you raged in the moment. You're pissed off when you did it. I'm a bad guy, but I've called the mechanic. Like, how does that work? Like, I'm organizing a service, guys.
Bree had said,
we need to get the car into, you did the last, put the car in last time for the service. We need to do a service. This was probably.
How long ago?
How long did ago since the last service?
Yeah. Usually they write on your window.
Yeah. We're well and truly over.
Okay.
But the thing is that, yeah, I'm never thinking about it. Like, I've never actively said, oh, we need to take the car in for a service. Like, it's never crossed my mind. And so Bree had said about three times in the last 3 weeks, oh, we should take the car in for the service. You did it last time, type of thing. And then I've just come back from a walk and she said, oh, did you put it under my name or your name last time? Because I'm just going to give them a call. And then that was enough to be like, I'm like, do you really think that I know whose name? I have no idea. I don't even know where it was. I don't know anything about this.
Really?
And so at the time I just did a rage call and called. I remembered the location and zoomed in on Google Maps and clicked it and called and said, hey, I left a voicemail.
Did you get the right place at least?
Yeah. It's just on Hoddle Street. We used to take it to Hyundai or whatever, Hyundai, however you say it.
Yeah.
But then it's actually a lot cheaper to go to another place, like an independent.
Well, if you buy a car out new, mm-hmm. the problem is if you take it to a place that's not a Hyundai dealership, you then you're don't get your fixed warranty. Price servicing.
Which I never understood anyway, because you've got the fixed price servicing, but you end up paying more. Like,
no, you know exactly how much you're going to pay. It's they give even you, if it's I don't a, have the.
But don't they say like, okay, it's fixed price, but there's also this additional thing that we need to fix, or that's not the case?
That's if the car's fucked, if there's something wrong. I mean, the problem
is not really fixed price though, is it, at that point?
Well, it is fixed price if you are, we haven't paid over based mm-hmm. for a while. They recommended last time, look, there's something a little wrong with your battery. It's not holding charge. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, mate, whatever. 6 months later, my battery's dead. Mm-hmm.
But that's not included in the fixed price.
No. That's not.
Now, that's just like oil changes and all that sort of stuff, right? Just real, like the basic sort of service, like checking your brake pads and your brake mm-hmm. lights and all that sort of stuff.
Look, there is the thought that it is the same scam as the warranties, extended warranties. Mm-hmm. You know, you get your extended warranty, you're paying through the nose. That's how Harvey Norman make half their money.
And I won't, can I just say, I might be pissed off today, but I won't have you, Sevs, lecture me on how a car service is, okay?
Like, that's well, funny. You know what?
You're not even old enough to fill up a car.
What are you talking about? I filled one up. But I reckon what you should do, actually, you just got to use your second brain. You wanted to get back into it. Mm-hmm. Put it in the calendar as a reoccurring event every, I don't know, however
that's a good
many
idea.
Months you need to service your mm-hmm. car, but just put it in.
Like a haircut.
Because if you're not the guy that thinks about it, I think about it. I look at the amount that's going, like I look at our dash, what it is. But then that's like just trick. I don't think about it any other time other than being when I jump in my seat and I mm-hmm. look to the top and I'm thinking about these things. But
I'm
not
really
like,
using the car. I think that's like I'm not like a really like a car.
That's what
guy.
I was going to ask. I don't think I've ever seen you drive before in my life.
I'm a very good driver. Very good driver. But I think that the thing that upsets me is that what we walk away thinking is Josh, you know, snapped at Bree because he was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do
it. Is it? And is that like, the truth?
Well, yeah, no, well, because Bree came after I called, she's like, you didn't have to be so rude.
to the man so on now, the
to you?
No,
to her.
She said that, no, to her because I was like, I was going to do it. Like, yeah. Get off my back about it. And so,
when
but
were
the
you
going to
do it?
George.
You were good.
Yeah. Well, so the thing is, I wasn't going to do it, but surely there's got to be, there's something about being caught off guard with a piece of admin. It's just like, I've just come from a walk. I'm literally walking through the door. Like, I'm thinking about other stuff, getting the show
realistically going. Was there ever a good time to talk to you about this? If you're the guy that doesn't think about it. I think that it
would be nice to book in a Sunday sesh. We've been through this, where it's a bit of a sit down. It's like,
chuck it in an email.
Yeah, chuck it. But no, an email would be annoying. I think that there's a version. I mean, that's GB, does Hannah ever get you to do, there's certain tasks that you're responsible for, and do you have to be reminded?
Yeah, well, this happened the other week when I fixed the fridge. It's one of those things where, like...
You haven't stopped talking about that, by the way. No,
I'm proud of myself.
Really proud.
Let's talk about it on the show or just in private?
I don't know.
I haven't heard it.
I think you mentioned it on the show.
Okay, well, I fixed the fridge.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, the fridge was... the freezer was real frosty and there was some pastry stuck in the evaporator fan.
Oof.
So, defrosted the whole thing and it took hours. And...
I mean, you're making out like it took hours, like you were there the whole time. You literally left the door open and let it do its thing.
Exactly. But it was, we've been putting it off for weeks and weeks, and then all of a sudden it's like, are we going to do it or what?
Who said that? So Hannah said, are we going to do it?
Yeah. And then we did it, and I felt great about it. I felt like a hero. But definitely. There's always things that are just, you have to do. And mm-hmm. there's never a good time to do it. You just want to keep putting it off. But now you've done it. So,
well, the thing is, I feel like I need to do the final bit, which is actually drive it and pick it up and do all that sort of thing. And then it's fully done. and then it will feel good. But I feel like at that point, I think the conversation I need to have with Bree is like, okay, reset. Sorry for being rude. But can we celebrate that I call them? Do you think I'm going to be able to get a celebration now?
Absolutely not.
A slow clap?
This is classic. This is, I mean, not to bring it back to Screenplay Sunday a few weeks ago, but when, you know, you had to do something and then all of a sudden when you've done it, it's like, all right, everyone, come on, bit of claps.
I need a little bit. I mean, Sevs, what are you, are there any things that Grace... is on your back about or stuff that, and then it just gets to a point where you get grumpy and you do it.
It's the thing of just like writing it down or actually taking it in when it is dropped in conversation or whatever. So like there's the little things of just like, oh, we should take the car in for a service or we should like, you know, can I get this off you or can I have this address or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like writing those things down somewhere so you have them. And it's just like
it's the second brain, isn't it?
Yeah, Asana. You need like I've yeah, literally you need Asana.
Do you have a personal Asana?
No, I just use a to-do list in the note-taking app. But like,
oh no, you can use the home, just your what's on, mm-hmm. what's it called? It's like a
reminders or whatever.
Yeah, the inbox. Just create anyway.
Yeah, but it's just
maybe.
I think everyone probably does that, but it is just you getting good at the writing down and then just mm-hmm. having a time when you're just smashing through them.
Definitely.
But is there not, Sevs, has there been a moment where you've had to be asked multiple times to do something?
Yeah, by Grace.
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Name two.
Name two. I needed to get like an address and give it to Grace, and that took probably like 3 weeks of asking. And it's just like, I mean, if I just wrote it down in the first place, then, you know.
Because mm-hmm. that's what's angry. Life, like, yeah. I think where the rage comes in is because I'm like, it's a real quick and easy thing. Like, this is always the frustration, so isn't it? It's like, yeah. And that's the response. And that's where I feel like I'm not being heard. And so what else, Sev? So there was the address.
What else?
There was the suit, but you can't bring that up because that was 6 months ago.
Yeah.
The suit. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. The suit's not a good
one. What about
one.
Like booking a restaurant? That's one that can be left to last minute and then it's fucked because it's booked out.
Yeah, yeah, that's not good. I mean, the washing as well, like just, it's not weeks of asking because we're pretty good on the washing, but, you know, it might be like a day or two of just like putting out the washing or whatever.
And so is there not a better way? So what we're discovering, TJ, do you have times where Amy asks? I feel like you're quite good at these random things.
definitely, but I've started the result of her asking things has made me pick up my game more. Like, and I'm just, it's different when, if there's a kid in the house. So it's not just, because he doesn't know what he needs to do. So it's literally like,
what's on his list?
Yeah. Well, he's got a sauna.
He does, that kid has never thought about how he has clean underwear every day. Yeah, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. And so when it puts it in perspective when you have to do it for someone who's pretty useless at everything at this point in their life.
Could you know?
So you end up doing
really
it like,
get into washing?
If we just don't have fucking clothes, it's a big problem.
Well, this is like the thing I would love, like the thing that upsets me is I've said it before and I'll say it again. I love chores.
And, you don't and do that.
No, but I actually
you
do.
No,
I
you
can't say that. No.
If you're
no, you this isn't can't even say this that. Isn't me doing shtick. This isn't me doing shtick. I no, actually enjoy. No. I feel so good, George. You know how you felt when
I love
you did the
boating.
Freezer.
Yeah.
Like I just want to become boating. A tradie.
I love boating. I love fishing and boating. I haven't done it in years.
And so when are you going to stop talking about it?
But the thing with you, Josh, is if you love something, you talk about it all the time. I haven't heard a peep about chores for months.
No, you're right.
It's just, I think that it's, yeah, this is
yeah,
what's
the chore
hard.
Guy's really a recovery, isn't
How
it?
Have
it's
you
really
convinced yourself this? And when was the last time you packed the dishwasher?
Well, no, I always pack the dishwasher. We do it
is
as
that
you
the
go.
Only thing you do?
That's, I mean, that's the, it's very, I'm not as good as with the unpacking. Because okay, the problem with the packing's very easy. You see the dirty dish, you put it in the dishwasher. The unpacking bit, it's sort of, the dishes are hidden. So you have to make an active effort. That's why in offices they have, I'm clean or I'm dirty. It's like there needs to be an external signal to know whether.
So you need a smart dishwasher to send you a notification.
Yes, I need a little photo, like a time lapse.
Okay, I think no one really enjoys doing these things. There's a difference. They're choosing to enjoy them. Mm-hmm. But there is something always better to be done than the fucking dishes. Walking outside, doing something fun, like watching TV. There's always another option.
But I love procrastinating. So, like, if I love procrastinating, surely this is the best. Like, I've got so many things I need to do. Surely I can rather than I can look at my list and say, you know what? There's a heap of things I don't want to do.
Nah,
I'm going to do
the
washing.
The problem with it is you're doing the washing but thinking about the other stuff. So then it's painful. There's in the meditation app with Sam Harris, he's talking about this recently. Mm-hmm. He's talking about doing the dishes. And it's about the transitional tasks in life. So it's getting up from your desk to go to the other room is a moment to
do the dishes.
Focus your attention on the task or whatever you're doing. And so doing the dishes, he had this really interesting chat on his podcast about with this man who's lost his wife to cervical cancer. And they were talking about just being present with the individual, you know, being with your partner, how to live with them. But they were talking also about moments and how to find joy. And so finding joy in a moment where someone's dying sounds horrible. Sounds like, well, there's no joy in that. But when you're bringing your attention to something, I really am referencing death to doing the dishes.
It feels relevant.
But the point being is a medial task like unpacking the dishwasher can have as much joy as any other moment if you give it the attention.
Yeah,
and so,
I agree.
And so the problem being is the practice of giving your wholehearted attention to the task is the way that you can. The problem is when you are doing that task, thinking about everything else, like that's when I don't want to do it. When I'm in my head, annoyed that I'm like, I fucking need to be doing something else right now. And so you're not in the moment.
What about
so
music? What about if I was to, I'm sure I could create a playlist, which is like a chores playlist, and I could have it loud throughout the whole house.
You won't get around like, to creating the playlist. Let's be honest.
No, I will. I will do the playlist. I'll probably spend more time on the playlist. I'll need 6 weeks.
It's going straight to it. It's just getting straight to it. It's so annoying. I've literally this week battled in my own head about doing this stuff. I've just been pulling some more weight around the house, not to brag, but just getting the food done, cooking, cleaning.
Sounds like you are.
Just hang on, I'll get another couple of minutes of this. Yeah. And
what else?
I did some sweeping, unpacked the dishwasher this morning.
Sweeping.
Yeah, I've done it all.
Sweeping.
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
Can you get Bodie fired up about doing chores? Like, can you just get him pumped to put the washing on? Like, as I feel grabbing all the washing.
And grabbing all the washing around the house and throw it in. Sweeping is just the guy that wants to deal with it later. Like, he's moving shit from one place to another. Surely
you sweep up.
Yeah.
Dude, if you're doing a proficient job, you'd sweep and then vacuum. Because there's stuff that the vacuum cleaner won't necessarily get everything, especially the you know, like your one. It won't get everything. It will just pick up some dust, but there's some times that you just need to use...
Needs a cyclonic.
It's not a cyclonic.
Well, no, it is a cyclonic. And I've got a cyclonic, and I still go for a sweep over a vacuum sometimes. But then I do both. If I'm being proficient, I do both.
And so how much are you picking up, do you think, from the sweep that your vacuum wouldn't be getting?
I think in a quick moment, it could be 10% more, just based on where I'm getting to, some of the little bits.
How often do you vacuum?
Oh, I probably am sweeping a bit more. If I had, like, dude, my 60% of the house is covered in floorboards or like flooring versus carpet.
Answer the question, how often even?
Oh, every couple of weeks.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
That's well, so the thing is, because it's a small apartment.
We do a daily vacuum.
Do you?
Yeah. Bree, who does a daily vacuum?
Well, Bree loves to vacuum.
That's very
that's her choice. That's
impressive.
It's a meditation.
It's excessive
at that point.
As well.
Yeah,
it's excessive. It doesn't need to be done every day. So
does she listen to podcasts or anything?
Even when Grace and Sevs was looking after our place, they vacuumed.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but I've stayed in people's houses who are anal retentive, and then you're just like, you have to fucking leave it tidier than you went in.
It
makes your asshole clench when you're walking out the door thinking, fuck, have I done everything I need to?
Well, they replace the toothpaste too. Thank you for that.
They use the toothpaste. I mean, that's needed if they're using your toothpaste.
Well, they gave a whole new toothpaste.
That's very generous.
No, that's nice. Look, it is. Sometimes I go through that, Josh, where I get, in a front, I'm a bit sad about the, these tasks. And then you just fucking stop being a bitch. Mm-hmm. Like, there is a version of just do it. I literally say that to myself. I'm like, you're just being a fucking whinge. Mm-hmm. Just do it. Mm-hmm. Just fucking do it.
Yeah.
And that gets me past. I don't know what you does. Maybe the playlist is for you, but the bitch thing might be a bit.
No, I think the thing,
You know what I've actually thought? What would Ben Fordham say? I literally thought to him, he texted me last night complaining about something else.
Is he your guru?
What's Fordo saying? What did Fordo say?
Oh, it was just something I said on the show. He was calling me out for it, then calling me out. Calling you out for not saying it. It's too much context. It's off topic. It's not that good. it's not that good to bring to the show.
Give us a little hint.
But listen, on the Fordham stuff is he cracked it at you last time. Uh-huh. Remember for the, I remember.
But what did he? I want to know what he cracked it at you about.
Oh, it was a couple of days ago. It was about that fucking riddle that we read out. To be honest, Fordo, I don't understand your text. It was the about
this is the bacon Kevin Bacon.
He wrote bacon. You fucking gronk. And I said, Kevin, ? And then I said, or are the vegans coming for our bacon?
I
said, Kevin, I can't believe Josh let you off the hook on that. You're the biggest, your biggest blonde moment, and he just turned the other way. At this point, my hair is completely blonde because I've got no idea what he's actually meaning. And I said, lucky I have a co-host who has no grasp on pop culture. That's why it went over your head.
I understood the bacon reference. I understand why you haven't brought it up.
Don't deflect, mate. Listen back to it. I would have hammered you. I still don't get it at this point, Fordo.
So the thing is, I do.
I said to him, I was referring to Kevin Bacon, didn't I?
No.
He said, yeah, mate. Let's it put is it behind Kevin us. So loving the podcast. So it was really nice. Not.
But I feel like you maybe did, he was playing a bit of banter. Which like, mate, can't believe you did it. And you're like, what?
No, like I couldn't understand what he's meaning because I thought I was saying Kevin Bacon and you were saying that it was about bacon being taken.
Yeah.
It is. So the thing is that the Steve Jobs, all that sort of thing, what they're referring to is the last name being like there's no jobs, no hope, no all of that sort of thing.
No, I get that. But and I so don't understand why there's no bacon because I live in a world where I have three pieces of bacon a day. No,
but that's the joke. The joke is hopefully they don't take away our bacon. It didn't have anything to do with six fucking degrees of separation.
No.
Didn't have anything to do with Kevin, then too. The guy.
I got that then too. I just wasn't understanding the reference of taking away our bacon. Who's fucking doing that?
Yeah, and so that's where, because there is,
you know,
like
what I mean? I'm trying to understand.
But there is pop culture.
The jobs are gone. Jobs are gone. Like, this is the year for COVID. Like, there's a bunch of stuff. I don't know the reference to a food group that could be taken.
Well, I want to see you at a comedy night. I don't get it.
I think there's too many jokes out there that people just laugh along. But really? If you get into them,
could you?
If you get into them,
I think we should have a session where TJ watches Auntie Donna's Netflix thing. It's just like, this is absurd. I don't get it. Why are they doing that?
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's been my life, recommending Auntie Donna. I can't. I had dragged my friends along to one of their shows a couple of years ago, and I just had to tell them, like, guys.
How long have they had a Netflix show for?
Only three weeks. Yeah.
Is this huge?
Now they're blowing up.
Yeah,
this is massive. This is big for
It's not like Australia Netflix. Like, this is, like, this was
100 and something countries.
Because I saw you, I've heard you talk about them heaps, GB. And then I saw the Netflix thing. I'm like, holy shit, if that's, like, they're the Melbourne dudes, right?
They're Melbourne. Yeah, this is big. Like, and
dream
the fact
big,
that,
guys.
Yeah, they're so absurd and they're so, they just do, like, kind of dumb humor, like kind of childish humor, and it's just all just to be funny. There's no political undertones or anything like that. And then Netflix have like signed this, $8 million deal with them for 7 episodes or whatever.
Oh, great.
And they've just let them do whatever they want. So there's like,
that's good.
Bloody Car City Ringwood is referenced in the show. Grant Denyer, like all these 4 and 20 pies, there's all these little Australian references when it would have been so easy for the producers to be like, can you, can we make this a bit more international? Can you, like, we don't get it. But they just let them go, yeah, that's fine. And
Car City Ring, yeah, when it's sold great. Out of the
yeah.
To Car City, do they do services as well?
Yeah. I think they're great. But yeah, I did have to, like a couple of years ago when they were doing a show, I was like, guys, I've bought 5 tickets, so you're all coming with me. Uh-huh. They're like, I'm not going to make you pay for it because you probably won't like it, but just I want to go so you guys can come and keep me company. And yeah, people loved it. Like, they're just so different to what else is going on in comedy at the moment. Like,
do you feel like you've been on to them? Do you feel like you have some kind of level of ownership of the
I'd
brand?
Like to say I was early one of the adopter. OGs.
Yeah.
I think, I'm so glad. Like, the good thing that they got so much support from the comedy community about this Netflix show. Like, everyone's just been like, congratulations. Like, it's huge. And there's
well,
so,
not me,
so
because I'll fucking
them.
Dissect their jokes and find what's not funny.
Yeah.
This is your, like, Tones and I. Like, I saw it at Byron, performing. This is that sort of
as a peasant on the street.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, I saw when you were a peasant on the street.
Yeah, pre-Netflix.
So now I hate Auntie Donna. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they've become mainstream. Yeah.
Yucky.
Yeah.
George, just quickly, are you abreast of the...
are you a breast guy or an ass guy?
Are you abreast of the Chappelle situation? Boycott Chappelle.
Corby?
No, Dave Chappelle.
No, I'm not. What's
So, the Chappelle show, were you a fan of that?
I never watched it.
Yeah, I think it was so, so long
before
ago.
My time.
But, yeah, it was, but I think
was it,
I mean, 2004, it was pretty
2006?
It's pretty out there. I can't remember the day. I just remember being young and
I didn't watch it.
Watching that. Because we didn't have it. It was all like, it was on, I don't know how you have access to downloading shit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Comedy Central. Comedy Central. Yeah. So he signed a deal years ago with Comedy Central and basically he left. He quit, like famously quit that and then disappeared for 20
years. Oh, yeah.
Years
I saw that on Letterman.
Something.
10 years, really.
It was a long time, dude. He left for a long time. Yeah. And everyone's like, where's Dave? And he moved to this small town where he grew up. Anyway, he has come out and started talking about what happened. He said, people think I made a lot of money from Chappelle show. When I left that show, I never got paid. They didn't have to pay me because I signed a contract. But is this right? I found out that these people were streaming my work and they never had to ask me or they never had to tell me. He's the guy that sort of probably poured his heart and soul into it. It was his masterpiece and he owns zero of it now. But get this, Netflix started streaming it and...
Did they buy it, did they, from Comedy Central or what was the deal?
I don't know how they would have licensed. Mm-hmm. Something happened. They would have paid the money. Mm-hmm. Either way, Dave didn't get any. And Dave is on Netflix and has been paid a lot of money by them and he likes them. He said, I like them because they weren't around when all that shit went down. The business wasn't around in existence. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he went to Netflix and said, it doesn't make me feel good that you guys are streaming it. Told them the situation.
Hurts my feelings.
They took it off. Yeah. They took it off.
Yeah, right.
And he said, that's why I fuck with Netflix. But there's a 10-minute piece, monologue on his Instagram.
I think it's 18 minutes. It's great.
18 minutes, fuck. Yeah, yeah. He just talks about the contract, the industry. It's so fascinating.
Why is it boycott Chappelle, though?
Because he thinks that if anyone watches that... It's stealing from him.
He's telling people to boycott. Yeah, he's telling people to boycott. He's like, until I get paid, don't watch the show.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's very interesting.
Well, surely he's not seeking cash from that.
I think that that's what he's probably asking for now. He wants to see his payday. But this reminds me a little bit of, Taylor Swift, she's doing all right, but all the stuff around her masters or whatever. I don't completely understand the way the music industry works, remember Scooter Braun had the all the rights and then he sold them on to some other company. And
I regret my statement to Ben Fordham that my co-host has no grasp on pop culture.
No.
That's fucking on the pulse.
Yeah, I know.
That is on the pulse, baby. And who bought them off Scooter Braun?
It was an investment company.
That was
her dad
interesting,
was in
wasn't
on it, wasn't, yeah. wasn't she? Wasn't he?
And so anyway, she wrote a letter to them saying, guys, only
give
fuck with Netflix. Yeah, no, give me back my music. And
give it back.
But then this is the interesting thing. So she's re-recording all of her music or whatever from a rights perspective. Like I guess record it, then you have, I don't understand it. We've got to go. It's the end of the
just
show.
Just one last thing. Yes. He was thinking about doing another Chappelle show, George. He can't do it. Chappelle, the name, is the rights are with that show. So he literally can't use his own fucking name. It'd feel like you're trapped. Anyway.
And Dave's Shed Show is owned by Dave Lawson, so can't be that anyway.
You can't have that one.
That's a good reference, JB. All right, it's a daily talk show. If you enjoy the show, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Share on Instagram too. Let people know that you're listening. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you, guys.